Welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moriri-iri Honganji. Moriri-iri Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moriri-irihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Donna Higashi, in memory of her parents, Katsumori and Misae Higashi. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Yuka Hasebe, Acting Rinban of Humpa Honganji, Hawaii. Good morning, Reverend Hasebe.
Good morning. My name is Yuka Hasebe. Thank you very much for joining White Way broadcast with me. Today, I would like to introduce a book titled Kodomo to Aku, which means Children and the Evilness, written by Mr. Hayao Kawai, who is a well-known psychologist in Japan. In the book, he wrote that in the process of children growing up to adulthood, it is natural that sometimes children do bad things. It is not about the serious crime, but more likely innocent evilness, such as bring back friends' toys without saying anything, small lies, bending the game rules to win, and so on. Those are the innocent, but I think we can still call them stealing or lying. A few weeks ago, my sister sent me a video. I watched the video, and it was about my niece playing a game with my grandmother. My niece is 3 years old and my grandmother is 93 years old. The game they were playing in the video was kamisumo, which means paper sumo. Kamisumo is a very simple game, making two paper sumo wrestlers and placed on both sides of cardboard play field. Then, tap the edge of the cardboard and whichever the wrestler who flipped over first is lost. In the video, my niece was very serious about winning the game and did so hard tapping the edge. My grandmother was also very serious about winning and she tried hard too. Suddenly, my niece's wrestler flipped over. Her hand happened to touch her paper wrestler and it knocked him down. My grandmother said, "Hooray! I won! Ba-chan katta!" My niece looked so frustrated and then she shouted, "No! A wrestler who flipped over first win the game." So it means she bent the game rules. My grandma couldn't hold back and said, "No, that's not right. A wrestler who remains standing win the game." My niece said, "No, grandma, you don't know the rules." But grandma said, "That's not fair." And then my niece looked very uncomfortable and uneasy, but she never said that she lost. When I saw the video, I thought it was very interesting. As I said, my niece looked very uncomfortable and it looked like she knew she was not doing the right thing. And I think she is not the only one. I also did those things in the past too. Evil may be too big a word for that, but didn't we all do something similar like her? We knew that we shouldn't do, or we knew it was not right action, but sometime we did. In the book of this Children and Evilness, one poem is introduced, and I would like to share it with you. That poem was written by a first grader whose name is Mr. Naoto Goda. And the title of his poem is Uso, which means a lie. A lie. I took a day off from school because I lied to my mother. I can't tell you what my lie was about. I made my mother cry. I also cried. My mother said that she never thought I was such an inconsiderable child. She said, this is the first time I have ever felt so disappointed. I was an idiot, and I was a fool, and I'd done such stupid things. I was sad and heartbroken too. But my mother hugged me and told me that I love you, Naoto, more than anyone else. I will never do it again. The boy deeply regretted what he had done. He was shocked to see his mother crying, and he blamed himself for his action. We don't know what he did and what his lie was about, but it is painful, isn't it? Watching mother's tears and then creating such deep sorrow to our beloved mother because of our deed and action. Naoto wrote that he was so sad and his heart was also broken. But Naoto's mother hugged him and said, I love you more than anyone else. Mother's heart was also broken and hurt by her son's deed. She cried because her one and only precious child did a bad thing, but it didn't stop her to love him. Naoto, who touched by his mother's love, he realized that how terrible thing he did, but the mother embraced him with love and said, I still love you more than anyone else. And Naoto wrote that he will never do it again. His determination of not committing the same mistake arose naturally within him, by embraced by his mother's love. When we think about ourselves, we are not always perfect and right. How much we are different from the boy. We are all exposed and committed evil action in some extent in our life, and we all have gray area. None of us is 100% pure and clean. In Jodo Shinshu, there is a word, seshufsha, which means be embraced and never to be abandoned. We are filled with passions, egos, anger, and self-centeredness. And the Dharma teaches us that we need carefully look into ourselves. Driven by ignorance, we do things we shouldn't do. We say things we shouldn't say. We should stop doing them, but we can't, and it keeps arising within us. But Amida Buddha is the one who always cried for us and always said, I love you more than anyone else. We are all in embrace of Amida Buddha's great compassion. When we are touched by the great compassion, which embracing us always no matter what, the joy naturally arises within us. Like the boy, as much as we can, we try our best to become a good person. As much as we can, we think about others. And as much as we can, we do, say, and think for betterment for others. Egos or passions comes and goes, and sometimes it burns us. But we are never to be abandoned because there's always Amida Buddha's there for us. We make mistakes and experience failure, but we are never to be abandoned. That is how deep and strong the great compassion is. Thank you very much for joining today. This concludes my message. Let us together place our hands in gassho and recite the onenbutsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda, namanda, namanda.
Thank you, Reverend Hasebe, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, March 19th, there will be no service as we are having our annual temple cleanup. If you have the energy and time, come down at 9 a.m. and help us clean the temple. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Donna Higashi, and our speaker, Reverend Hasebe. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Dr. Dexter Marr of Honpa Honganji, Hawaii, Tatsumi. Namo Amida Butsu. Ooh,